I think most of us know what a cosmetic is without having to give too much thought to the subject. But what does the law say? One obvious place to look for a definition is the EU cosmetic regulations, since they are supposed to control them, and you won't be disappointed. Here is what they say in a preamble. It tackles the subject quite conscientiously, so maybe you might want to make yourself a sandwich. This regulation relates only to cosmetic products, not to medicinal products, medical devices, or biocidal products. The delimitation follows in the particular from the detailed definition of cosmetic products, which refers both to their areas of application and to the purposes of their use. The assessment of whether a product is a cosmetic product has to be made on the basis of a case-by-case assessment, taking into account all characteristics of the product. Cosmetic products may include creams, emulsions, lotions, gels and oils for the skin, face masks, tinted faces, makeup powders, after-bath powders, hygienic powders, toilet soaps, deodorant soaps, perfumes, toilet waters and eau de cologne, bath and shower preparations, depilatories, deodorants and antiperspirants. Hair colourants, products for waving, straightening and fixing hair, hair setting products, hair cleansing products, hair conditioning products, hair dressing products, shaving products, makeup and products removing makeup, products intended for application for lips, products for care of the teeth and the mouth, products for nail care and makeup products for external intimate hygiene, sunbathing products, products for tanning without sun whitening products and anti-wrinkle products. That is actually 30 categories of product. If you can think of anything they've missed, please let me know. You might have thought that they'd nailed it pretty thoroughly, but they go on to make clear that the EU's Commission is ultimately responsible for deciding what is and isn't a cosmetic if someone comes up with something not on the list. The Commission should define the categories of cosmetic products which are relevant for the application of its regulation, it says. There is a functional definition in one of the articles as well, which gives you sort of the theoretical definition of a cosmetic from first principles. It goes, a cosmetic product means any substance or mixture intended to be placed in contact with the external parts of the human body, epidermis, hair system, nails, lips and external genital organs, or with the teeth and the mucous membranes of the oral cavity, with a view exclusively or mainly to cleaning them, perfuming them, changing their appearance, protecting them, keeping them in good condition, or correcting body odours. The EU Commission isn't the only regulatory body that is interested in what constitutes a cosmetic. There are also the various pharmaceutical regulators around Europe, of whom the MHRA, or the Medicines and Health Regulatory Authority, is the relevant one in the UK. Here is what their website has to say on the subject, edited by me to take out the references to food. A product which is for use only as a toilet preparation or disinfectant is not normally regarded as a medicinal product and, therefore, does not require a marketing authorisation before being sold in the UK. However, should it contain a pharmacologically active substance or make medicinal claims to treat or prevent diseases, or to interfere with the normal operation of the physiological function of the human body, are regarded as medicinal. For example, a toothpaste would generally be considered as a cosmetic, but if it is marketed with claims to treat or prevent sensitive teeth, or it contains an active ingredient known to have such an effect, then it would fall within the definition of a medicinal product and be subject to medicines control. So that is pretty clear. If you make a medical claim or induce a medical effect, then your product is treated as a medicine. If you need more detail, there is a European guideline on what constitutes a medical device. This is concerned with a lot more than cosmetics, but does cover things like zinc oxide creams, which it considers should be treated as cosmetics, and teeth whitening products, which again are considered to be cosmetics, even if they are specifically intended for use on diseased teeth. The full name of this guideline is the Manual on Borderline and Classification in the Community Regulatory Framework for Medical Devices. There is also the Manual on the Scope of Application of the Cosmetics Directive 76/768 EEC, Article 1, Brackets 1, Cosmetics Directive, a guideline on the scope of the EU Cosmetic Directive, which considers a lot of the kinds of products that tend to be made by cosmetic companies, even though they aren't strictly speaking cosmetics. As an example, products intended to use for use as sexual aids are not considered to fall under the cosmetic regulations. The formulations are very similar indeed to cosmetics, and they're often formulated by cosmetic scientists and made in cosmetic factories, but they're not cosmetics. If you are really interested in the issue of whether a particular product falls under medical or cosmetic regulations, and it makes a huge difference to what you need to do to place it on and keep it on the market, there is a guideline that takes the issue by the scruff of the neck and gives it a good shake. This is the guidance document on the demarcation between the Cosmetic Products Directive 76/768 and the Medicinal Products Directive 2001/84.